Executive Orders by Tom Clancy. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Prologue. Starting here. It had to be the shock of the moment, Ryan thought. He seemed to be two people at the same time. One part of him looked out the window of the lunchroom of CNN's Washington Bureau and saw the fires that grew from the remains of the Capitol building. Yellow points springing up from an orange glow like some sort of ghastly floral arrangement, representing over 1,000 lives that had been snuffed out not an hour earlier. Numbness suppressed grief for the moment, though he knew that would come too, as pain always followed a hard blow to the face, but not right away. Once more, death in all its horrid majesty had reached out for him. He'd seen it come, and stop, and withdraw, and the best thing to be said about it was that his children didn't know how close their young lives had come to an early conclusion. To them, it had simply been an accident they didn't understand. They were with their mother now, and they'd feel safe in her company while their father was away somewhere. It was a situation to which both they and he long since had unhappily become accustomed. And so John Patrick Ryan looked at the residue of death, and one part of him as yet felt nothing. The other part of him looked at the same sight and knew that he had to do something. And though he struggled to be logical, logic wasn't winning, because logic didn't know what to do or where to start. "Mr. President,"